Blog Talk Radio.
You know, there are too many people trying to take care of other folks' business. And they can't even take care of their own. But what you need to do is take 6 months to mind your own business. And 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. All I'm trying to say is,
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine.
Sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine. Now this is what you do. You smile at your neighbor's face. Talk about them behind their back. Y'all know you do. But if you found out they were doing the same thing to you, you know you wouldn't like that. Well, tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look at yourself. You'll find some faults too.
Sweep around your front door
before you try to sweep
around
mine. Well, 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 you need to
sweep around your front door
before you try to sweep
around
mine. Here's another thing, yo. You're always on the telephone putting down on someone else. Y'all know y'all do that. But you need to take a little time to stop, look in the mirror, and check yourself. And here's the reason why. Cause we all have sinned and come short.
I've got glory today.
So we don't have time to spread hearsay.
I wouldn't let it be said, I waited too late.
Clean it up.
Stop going around talking about your friends.
Clean it up.
Hey, don't you know
that that's a sin?
Clean it up.
How can you criticize someone else?
Clean it up.
When you are doing wrong yourself.
Sweep around your front door
before you try to sweep around mine.
Hello, 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 and welcome, 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 welcome to the Joint Airs Blog Talk Radio Show. We are excited. It is another day, and today is Thursday, and we are happy and we are excited at the same time because this show is going to be off the chain tonight. We are excited, you all. We just thank God for another chance, another opportunity, and another day. Another day that he have awakened us to see, and another day that we will never see again. And we just thank God for all of you all out there right now who have tuned in, who have taken the time out. We were supposed to bring these, young men on Monday, but due to some delay, unfortunately, we had to reschedule the show. That some things that took place, but we thank God nevertheless. We are here, and we are excited, and we are blessed tonight, and we are humble at the same time. So before we go any further, we always want to pray, and right now we just want to say, Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for another day, another time, another opportunity that you have allowed us, Heavenly Father, to just see and to wake up to. Thank you for the renewing of your mercy this morning, God. Your word declares that every morning you renew your mercy. So, Lord, we say thank you, God. We just rejoice. We give you glory right now. We give you praise. We thank you right now, God, for those, our special guests tonight, God, that we have decided to come on. And we just bless you because we're just excited about you, Heavenly Father. And tonight we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And, Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We couldn't say thank you enough. So tonight, God, we pray for a prosperous show. We pray for everyone that have tuned in at this particular time and hour, Heavenly Father, for these few minutes. We ask that you will bless them, bless everyone around the world, around the globe that have tuned in tonight. And we just say bless you, God, and we bless you for them. We thank you for those who are listening right now and those who will go back and listen to the show. And, Lord, we speak blessings, miracles, favor, and breakthroughs and increase in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So tonight, you all, we won't delay. We won't delay. We got some good stuff tonight. We always like to say on this Joint Airs Blog Talk Show, we keep it real, and we're very transparent on this show. And we just thank God for the William brothers who's gonna be on with us tonight. We are excited about the William brothers. Hey, they're no strangers. They're well known all over the globe. They're from a small town called Smithfield, Mississippi, down in the dirty South. Hey, we are very familiar from that because we are Alabamians. So we are just blessed tonight. We grew up listening to our mother and our grandparents listening to their music. Hey, we are excited. We're humble, and we're just blessed tonight. I'm not going to delay the time. I'm going to yield time for my twin sister, Kimberly Williams. And I am Erica Hitson. So I'm yelling time for her, and then we're going to go directly on into the show.
Well, you did just an awesome job. I don't have to say anything behind that. But this is Blog Talk, so we get to talk like we want to. No, I'm just playing. I just thank God tonight for being on the show again. He gave us another opportunity, another chance just to be here. It's just a blessing to be alive and to be well.
Yes.
And to be here,
yes,
above ground, yes, and not under the ground. So I bless,
amen,
the Lord, and I thank him for all of his blessings, all of the things that he's doing and yet for everyone.
Yes.
We just want to just say thank God. If you want to go ahead and do the prayer, Erica, we can do that, and then we'll take a quick break.
I just did. I've already did that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, God. We've already sent prayer through the airways. Yes, thank the Lord. We've already called on him. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank God. Yes. And we bless God tonight.
I thank God for what he's doing and what he's yet to do. We don't have a long time. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back. And hopefully, and prayer, we will be ready for our special guest tonight, which is the Williams brothers. And my sister already said all that and gave a great announcement on that, so we'll leave that alone. And we thank y'all for tuning in tonight. If you haven't already, why don't you share the link that's on our Facebook social media page. Share the link with a friend, a family member, sister, brother, mother, or whomever. Just share the link and let them ask them to tune in tonight to the Joint Heirs Magazine Blog Talk Show. You don't want to miss what we have tonight. Our special guest is coming on. You don't want to miss it. We're going to play another song. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll come back. And don't go anywhere. Share the link and share the number if you have it on our Erica Hitson and Kimberly Williams pages on Facebook. Share those links if you don't mind for us.
Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Here's another thing, yeah.
for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Oh, quite open, he always welcomed.
Thank you all for listening and tuning in to the Joint Heirs Blog Talk Show. We are excited tonight. We are excited. We give God the glory tonight. We thank God. We are truly humble. Tonight yes. We have again the Williams brothers.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
We are so excited. We are excited. You don't know how humble we are. We thank God for you all tonight. We are honored to, and it's truly a blessing to have you on the show. And
well, thank you so much.
How humble you all are. Yes. So I know you can hear the excitement in our voice. We're not going to delay the time or anything.
Yeah,
we're going to
leave
room for you young fellas. God is using you all.
Now watch out now.
He's using you all. Keep it real. Yes, I'm keeping it real. Hey, we thank God for you all. You all have been a blessing to not just the body of Christ, but the whole world. Your name is known all over the world, and that is a blessing. And God is the one. We know that he's the one to elevate us. He said, what promotion doesn't come from the east or the west, It comes from God. So we thank God for
right
you
now,
all
right
for,
now.
Hey, for the gift that he has loaned to us, to the whole
yes.
world. And so I'm not going to talk because, hey, I could get to talking, but it's, this show is
you
about
get,
you all.
You already tuned it up. You tuned it up.
This show is about you all. Hey, I'm going to leave room and let you all talk. First, we know that there's Melvin Williams,
yes.
Doug Williams,
yes.
and Dre
yes.
Tate.
Yes.
Am I correct?
That's right. You got it.
Yeah.
And must
so
I add, I'm
even...
the best looking and the youngest.
Oh, Lord. Praise his son to the Lord.
I don't even know. I know that there's some questions we're gonna ask, but hey, we're just going to flow. We're going to flow. We do know that you're known globally all over the world. Who doesn't know the William Brothers by now? But we may have people tuned in from other countries that are tuned in, like, well, who are they? Hey, listen, go and Google them. They name pop up as soon as you put the William Brothers. You can't even get the B out. Their it pops up in Google. Hey, so tonight I'll let my time, and I know my sister wants to talk, and she has questions she would like to ask.
You see, I was talking. Look, she can talk. I have to tell her, Erica, stop. No. No, you said I don't want to say prolong the time as well. We want them to, the show is about you all, the Williams Brothers. So we want you all to just say what's on your hearts. We have questions, of course, but we know can't nobody tell your story like you can tell your story. And don't nobody know you like you know you. So we would love to hear you guys. You, like Erica said, you young fellas.
We can begin with the tour because we know that you're on tour or have the tour ended or you're still touring now.
I was just about to say this is Melvin Williams and we are at the beginning of the Fairwear Nuts Williams Brothers tour. And that's the biggest thing going right now. We are on tour. We started a couple weekends ago and in Houston, Texas, and our next concert is in Miami, Florida, and then we go from there. So it's nothing but the hits. It's the farewell tour, and we're coming to a city near you. If you don't make it, you're going to miss this. You won't see it anymore because the Williams Brothers will be off the road. So we're gonna start back from 1973 all the way up to where we are now.
Wow. That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome.
Drake can't name them all, you know. He was a baby when we recorded Jesus Will Fix It.
So I was just born.
Wow.
Ray was the baby.
God's amazing grace. Jesus will never say no. Hold it on and I won't let go of my faith. Let's see. I'm just a nobody. Sweep around your own front door.
Yes, I love
here, that. Here, waiting on Jesus. Living testimony. Another blending cooling water. So what I leave out?
Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing real good.
I done ran out.
this is Doug talking. You know, this is very exciting for the Williams Brothers. It's been a long time coming. We haven't toured like this in probably over 5 years. And, of course, since the pandemic, we've only performed twice together as a group and as a band in the last 2.5 years. So we're so excited about the tour, you know, getting the full band out there with us. This is something we haven't done in a long time, but we've never done it this way before because we've never done all of the hits in one particular show at one time like this. And about 20-something songs that we're going to be doing, we're going to leave it all on the floor. Everything that you want to hear, we're going to be doing it. And once we get done, you know, we're going to be so tired, you might have to drag us off the floor. But I tell you, we're going to leave it out there. And we're excited. This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event because this is the farewell tour for the Williams Brothers, and it's the Nothing But the Hits tour. Like Melvin said, starting with Jesus Will Fix It in 1973, all the way up to Cooling Water and Steel Here and all the songs that we're doing now. So we're excited, and it's going to be great. It was something that the fans have never seen before because, again, we've never done these many songs, hit songs in a row like we're going to be doing on this tour. So we're excited about it.
We're excited for you all. And we were listening to Doug Williams. Am I correct?
You're correct. You're so right.
Okay. I was trying to distinguish the voices. So after your, are we going to give you Dre's time? We want to hear from each one of you all. The world want to hear from you. Our listeners want to hear from you. But my question was, like, after your tour, I know you say you're going to leave it all there on the stage. And are you planning to do concerts, or what's in the making for the Williams Brothers? I mean, are you planning to do books? Are you going to write books? Or, I mean, there's so many questions I would like to ask, but I want to know what's your next move. Because I know you're not retiring.
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, you know, as a group, we are retiring. Yes, we are.
Okay.
This is the last tour for the Williams Brothers as a group. But individually, we'll still be doing some other things. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process now of completing another solo project. And I know Dre has a project, and Melvin's going to be working on some stuff in the future. So we'll always be involved in the music industry in some capacity because, you know, music is our life. That's what we do. That's what we were born.
Yeah.
What we were born to do. We were born to do music, so we have to do that. But we just won't be out traveling as a group with the Williams Brothers like we have in the past. So, yeah.
Yeah. Another thing is a lot of people don't know. Even doing this Farewell Nothing But the Hits tour, we gonna drop a live recording.
Oh, that is awesome.
And video.
So, and video, right. Live recording and video. And hey, you never know. You might even get a movie out of this.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
We'll be telling you, you know, more about it as time progresses. But there are some things that we're talking about and have been talking about for a while now, and it's still in the works. Sometimes it takes a minute to pull off some big things, but it's there in the works. So be on the lookout for some great things still from the brothers in the future.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, we're just excited. Now you're not going to pull a Mary Mary on us. You're not going to just say you're leaving and then you end up back singing again, are you?
No. This is the final curtain call because, like I say in all other interviews, I am not, and I repeat, I am not rolling Melvin and Doug on stage in the wheelchairs. I can't do it.
And
no walking. We won't be doing
it. And I don't want to. And I would not be coming on stage on a hover round. So you can.
Right.
Well, you are a legend.
I was just going to say, but we're excited about it, the tour. I guess you can see that. But you know, getting back out there and meeting a lot of the people that we haven't seen in years and years, and you know, and I just I know the rest of the guys, they even the musicians, you know, we got the live band and they'll be out there with us, you know, and just to be out there to see a lot of the fans that's been supporting the Williams Brothers for third generation of fans right now, you know, and what we really want to leave on the floor as well as just singing to the people that know the Williams Brothers, we hopefully the songs that we bring on the stage, the new millennium and the younger people of this generation can connect those songs with the faces and say, oh, that's who recorded that. Oh, that's who my mom was talking about. Oh, that's
right.
Who my grandma was talking. That was her favorite song. That's the Williams Brothers. So if we can do that and connect this younger generation to the Williams Brothers legacy,
you know, to keep it going on and on and on. That's one of the things. And plus, in the midst of all that, bring some souls to Christ. That's the ultimate goal, you know.
Amen. That is awesome. You answered my next question in one breath, because I was just our next question was going to be, what did you want your legacy to be remembered by? And you just answered
it. Well, I call y'all the twins. My twin sisters.
Yes, you are.
I sent Melvin and Doug, one of our friends of mine, a supporter, sent me a video of their child was caught singing "I'm Just a Nobody." This baby was probably about 7 to 8 years old, maybe younger.
Wow.
Singing "I'm Just a Nobody" like they even know it, like really. So that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? The ministry just have transcend through time.
Yeah.
The older, the seasoned saints know it, and the babies know the music, and that's what it's all about. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what it's all about.
And there's the thing that a lot of people will say that the younger generation don't like quartet music or don't listen to quartet music, but I have to beg to differ, because there's a young generation of people who just love Christian gospel music and love quartet music, and they support it, and they love it, and they sing it, and when we go to these concerts, like, for instance, when we were in Houston a week or so ago, there were a lot of young people in the audience. And as we were singing these songs, they were on their feet the entire time that we were on stage, and they were singing along with us. So you know they know the song. So that's a myth that the young people only like contemporary gospel music. Well, that's not true. You know, they love gospel music, and if it's good, they can appreciate it, regardless of who it is.
Right.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, how many cellars do y'all have? I know you all have had to build more shelves to store these trophies and awards. I know you ran out of room, so you're working on another room.
What is it, like 26? 27?
Wow, that's awesome.
I lost count. I lost count.
We minus Henry Green is minus one.
Wow.
Minus one because he let somebody in the lobby of the Stellar Awards and they just kept walking.
Oh wow.
He never saw his
Stellar
Award again.
Oh,
yeah, that happened in Chicago when the Stellars were in Chicago. We just made it back to the hotel, and all the artists were standing around talking to one who had won the Stellars. They had their Stellars in their hands, and this young lady walked up to Henry and said, "You know, I've never held one of those Stellar Awards. Can I just hold it for a
while?"
Thinking nothing about it, we kept talking to different people, and after a while, he looked around, and the lady was missing. He never saw her again, and never saw that Stellar Award again. It was gone.
So she's still alive. We still have a Stellar Award thief in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
So we just took legs and started walking.
Yeah, it just took legs, man. It just really took legs and started walking.
She had never held one before. I guess it felt real good to her. She didn't want
to. She holding on to it as we
still holding on to it.
Lord, thank you. That even though we love the Stellars, Lord, thank you. It wasn't a Grammy.
Right.
Exactly.
Because they're really hard to come by.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
so how many Grammys do you all have?
We don't have any Grammys, but we've been nominated between the group and Doug and I. We've been nominated 7 times. The group 5 times, and Doug once for which album is it, Doug?
Heart Song.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
And Back to the Cross for me. And so we've always been in the mid
up until the last moment.
That is a blessing. It's an honor to even be nominated.
Oh yes,
but we believe in God that this is gonna change the game. We believe in that this tour project might be the William Butler's first Grammy Award. You never know.
Amen. Yes. Hey, we're going
to
speak it into existence. We're going
to
speak
God.
It.
That's right.
Over,
that's for sure.
Amen. We're going to believe God and speak it into existence.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's awards are good and all the accolades are good. But the main thing that has kept us over 6 years, y'all might hear the noise. I'm driving. I'm in my car doing this interview with you guys. The main thing that we've really, really thank God for a favor, you know, for all these years for allowing us to build bridges and build relationships, man. We have sang and recorded and, did TV shows and award shows with some of the biggest artists in gospel music and secular music. And so we're just thankful for it. And we were there for the older generation and we're here with the new generation. When we started out, Dre, you know, there was no commission when we started out, you know? There was no whinings when we started out. As a matter of fact, I think BB and CC came out with the record before the whinings came out, because I think they were doing TBN or something like that, and they did the song "Lord Lift Us Up Where We Belong," and so there are a lot of groups out there, because we came up with the legends, man, of James Cleveland, the Pilgrim Jubilees, the Mighty Cloud of Joy, the both sets of Blind Boys, Mississippi, Shirley Season, the Season Singers, Dr. Love, Coach. Y'all names are more, because it's just, they all out there, man. You know,
that's
my name, the Dixie Hummingbirds. Come on. Jackson Hummingbirds. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, and you say y'all came up with the legends, but God have allowed you all. You all are true legends.
Yes.
And your legacy will forever, forever live on. Your legacy would never die. Because of what God allowed you all to, even my next question was going to be like writing, like who wrote most of your songs? Because I know
did.
I was the one to ask you. Wow.
They did. The
wow.
people don't, a lot of people don't know, you know, that Mem Doug, they have written so many songs in their career that a lot of songs, people don't even know. They didn't just write for the Williams brothers. They wrote for other artists that people have no idea that those songs were written. I know some of my favorite songs that they written for others was the Christian Airs, for the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and so many others. You know, so they put the work in. They always been the top of the heap with songwriting. They don't miss. You know what I'm saying? And they never have. Like, they've always been some of the greatest people that ever touched the pen, like, in this industry.
If you go back,
and
back in the day, you know, some of my favorites was when we were writing for and producing some on the Soul Stairs and the Jubilees and the Truth Set.
Jack Southern.
I was like, wow, we are kind of, especially when we did the songs, Doug and I, we produced one of the Mighty Clouds of Joy's albums. Man.
Yeah,
that was the
Power album.
That was
like
crazy,
right.
Man.
We produced two of them live in Charleston as well.
Slim and Stay Under the Blood album was produced by them, you know, Look, and Chris Dales, come on, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes,
one of my favorite projects from the Christian Dales, Melvin and Doug produced. Yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
So, you know, we just thankful, man, and grateful to God.
To God be the glory.
He just gave us the words, and we put the pen to the paper, and and the rest is history, man. I don't think about it as much until they bring it up, but, you know, producing the Mighty Clouds of Joy was on my bucket list, man. That was my bucket list right there, man.
Wow.
But Joe the Gun and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, man, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, man.
I remember all of them. That is awesome.
Yes,
and it's just a blessing, man. It's a blessing, you know. And we are firm believers that God put you in people's lives for a reason. And we just believe that. And even this right here, we don't take it lightly to have you on the show. It's humbling because it's teaching us something at the same time. And just to listen to where God has took you all and brought you from and the legacy that he has placed in y'all life, it's such a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yes.
So, I mean, it can't. It's so many things that you can even talk about, you know, just when you talk about the William brothers, you know.
Yes.
It's God. You know, you can't do nothing but give him all the glory. No matter what, he still get all the glory. So we just thank God. And, yes, we thank
you
God
know,
right
I,
now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. After you say what you
I was going to say
ahead.
That, you know, it's, you know, God is, you know, we are humbled by the fact that we've had this longevity for all these years, over 60 years, and our music is still relevant to people, and people are still being blessed and healed and set free and delivered through the music ministry that God has given us. And, you know,
Jesus
I tell
Lord.
People, we came from the country. We way back in the woods of Mississippi from the cotton fields and the corn fields and the peanut patches and we dug potatoes, and you know, we just had sugar cane, and you name it. We had it all. We did it all. So we actually grew up poor, but we didn't even know that we were poor because we had it. We raised everything that we ate. But then,
My God.
I tell people that God took us from the cotton fields to the White House to sing with Aretha Franklin for President Barack Obama. So from the cotton fields to the White House has been an amazing journey. Where God,
that
how
is
God,
awesome.
God has taken us. So it's been wonderful.
And then after
20 years of Dre being in the group, we just found out the last interview that he picked some cotton too. So hey, I did.
Hey, listen, we're from the country.
That's not something that I like discussing with the public, but it did. Yeah, that was like prison for us because my dad, mom and dad sent us to Coushatta, Louisiana to my grandfather's 100 acres of land, and my grandfather was a farmer. And, man, we hated it. We city boys, we hated that. We hated it. And we picked cotton, collard greens, peas. We just shovel peas and everything, man. The tend to chickens and the hens.
No,
we hated that something. We hated something.
You ain't did nothing yet until you shucked some corn, boy.
No, we ain't did none of that. See,
we shucked corn too. But you know what? But here's the thing I thought about, man. And even I thought about this when we were coming up in our early years. We were raising, we were picking cotton. We had cotton fields. And I was, even back then, I thought about, you know, people are wearing what we are picking out of this field. You know, we're picking cotton, and so I got a cotton T-shirt on. I got cotton blue jeans on. You know what I'm saying? So, and back then we didn't know nothing about no, well, Fruit of the Loom came on there later, but we was wearing them Lee T-shirts that we bought at the dollar. That my mom bought from the dollar store.
The dollar store.
From the dollar store. You know,
it was
the dollar store. It wasn't no Dollar General back them days. It was the dollar store. You know, so
right
and J.C. Penney's Sears, you know, Sears, lately they came out with, this is how far the Weirs brothers go back. You know, it was, you know, the later days was Sears, but before that, it was Sears and Roebuck.
It's Roebuck.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on now. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. They got Walgreens. Come on. You got to go back to what's the other one, the old one?
Eckers.
We couldn't sit at the counter. We couldn't sit at the counter.
Eckers
and Rexall's. They used to have a counter. You know, we go back to those days. You think about it. You know, when we were kids, mm-hmm. you know, they had a bar up there where you could order food and sodas and, you know, potato chips. But the blacks couldn't sit at the bar. They couldn't. You know, they had to order something else. And I remember the days, even in my days, we had to go around to the back and order stuff at some restaurants and some of the hotels you couldn't stay in. So. And I would hear those stories, and Doug and I would hear those stories from people like, you know, the legendary Albertina Walker and Dorothy Love Coates and Dorothy Norwood. They would tell all these stories, man. It's the nightingales and the birds. We was like, oh my God, this is amazing, you know, this mm-hmm. is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had to bring. They would. Wow. They couldn't stand the luxury. They said 4-star, 5-star hotels. There were the very few black hotels in the cities, and that's where they stayed, man. And I remember, Doug, you know, we used to stay in Memphis. We used to stay at the Lorraine Hotel where Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated at, man. So that's big history, man. It's an amazing journey, man. Amazing journey. There's a lot of things I cherish, man. A lot of things I cherish, and I'm gonna shut up because but I want to say this because when I thought about the hotel, I had a chance to go back to that hotel after they closed it down because Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. And I went there, and I stood in front of that room and looked across. I stood right in the place where he was shot down and looked across that road to that building over there where the gunshot came from. And I'm telling you, it's chills.
Yes, yeah,
after all of those years. That chills just came over my body, man. And you look down there, and the cars that were there, it's 2 or 3 of the cars, is still parked there to this day. And that you could see everything in the room because they had a curtain open. So, man, just to be a part of history like that, man. And the thing, Doug, that Doug probably hadn't really thought about is we met everybody in that family except Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody in that family.
That's true.
Everybody.
The entire King family.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amazing. Amazing, man. Damn. Yes.
That's awesome.
You learn something again, Dre. You learn something again, Dre.
Queens, y'all better start talking before you get started again.
I'm done.
No, no, no. You're fine because we were like, I was like, Kim, we're gonna definitely going to have to do a part two. We're going to have to bring you all back so we can, I mean, because there's so much that, you know, it was so many more questions that we had, but we know the time is, you know, limited, but everything you're saying, and we hoping that there's so many, I know, that's tuned in right now. We have a lot of people that tuned in from other countries that are listening right now, and we don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned in right here. Don't go anywhere. We have the William Brothers on the Joint Air Blog Talk Show tonight, and we are super excited, you all. And if you missed this airing, you can go back and listen to the beginning. But will you stay tuned? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The miry clay and place them on on a rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed the chains that had me bound. Night and so much pain, couldn't see no sunshine, nothing but rain.
But God bless.
We've been made into a proud night, but in the morning it will be alright. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed my chains
that had me bound.
Blog Talk Show, and we are excited tonight, and we are excited. We are pushed for time. We have like maybe 5 minutes left, but we would love to bring you all back to do a part two. And I and my sister would love to come and sit down and do a sit down talk with you all before this tour is over. We would love to do that, to have that on. That would be off of our bucket list with joint airs, because we are humble. We are honored. Again, we don't take this lightly. We thank God for this opportunity, for even touching your heart and you saying yes. That means a whole lot to us. And we can say this will be going with us, you know, But we want you all to tell all the listeners all over the world right now who are tuned in and those who will come back and listen to the show where they can find your music, because your music will forever live on.
Well, Dre, you want to give the information as far as keeping up with the brothers and the tour?
Yeah, we have a system set up where all the tour information about the Williams Brothers Farewell Nothing But the Hits tour can come to your smartphone, actually, through text. Basically, all you have to do is text the word brothers in all capital letters with the S on the end, brothers, to 601-210-7800. For the ones that can't comprehend good, I'm going to say it is slow. 601-210-7800. When you text the word brothers to that number, it'll prompt you to put your name and mailing address in. And look, you're going to get a personal autograph signed poster from the Williams Brothers right off the bat. And not only that, you'll get all the information about the tours, the merchandise, the cities we're stopping in, all of that stuff. So we encourage everybody, if you want to really keep up with what's going on, keep up with us like that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so, so much. Well, listen, we love you all. You are our brothers. You are brothers. We thank God for you all again. We thank God for you all taking the time to come on the show. We will be definitely getting back with you all on doing a part two and setting something up where we can do this in person. We can do this in a studio. Yeah. We need to do a sit down live with cameras and actors, you know,
good.
All that good
that
stuff. So we're gonna allow that to happen. Yes, we're speaking it right
that.
Now. And we
that
love
is,
you all
that
again.
Is.
Hey, we thank God for you all. We speak nothing but blessings, continuous blessings over your life, your ministry, and may he forever be with you, and may your legacy forever continue on. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
Thank you all for tuning
Thank
in. And we're going to end tonight, but we love you all, and God bless you all. Thank you all. Follow Join Eric Magazine on all your social media.